Namo de ani. Mo de ani. Mo de ani. Mo de ani. Modani, thankful am I. Modani, 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 Modani. Thankful am I. Modani, 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 Modani. is this aliveness I am? And how is this aliveness I am? Is it not all the Holy Blessed One? Who is it alive in me, and why is this aliveness I am? How does aliveness unfold? Is it not all the Holy One of being? Umi, hu hachayut sheli, uma hi hachayut sheli, v'yech hi hachayut sheli, halo habore yitbarach. Who is this aliveness I am, and what is this aliveness I am? How is this aliveness I am? Is it not all the Holy Blessed One? Shiviti avaya lenekitamid. Shiviti avaya lenekitamid. Shiviti avaya lenekitamid. Shiviti avaya.
Shiviti avaya lenekitamid.
Bring the attention back to the body, the nefesh.
Da 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 da.
Elohai Nishamash Natatabi Tahorahi. I think this idea, this concept of a soul called Nishama is referring to a pure potential. It says pure in there, it's a complex word, but I think there's a pure potential that it's referring to that resides within us. Shinatatabi. And certainly referring back to the verse in Genesis, Vayipach ba'apav nishmar chayim. Somehow the divine potentiality breathed into the dust of the earth a living neshama. V'haya l'nefesh chaya, and sort of out popped a living body, a living nefesh. But inside is still that neshama. It's just not manifesting, but it seems to me that when we pay attention, this unbelievably powerful transformative force of paying attention, when we pay attention, slowly over time that the wisdom arises, this pure potential for clear seeing arises when we pay attention. So that's what I think of that as the neshama, it's the potential for pure, clear seeing the way things really are. Hello, I neshama, shena tata bi te. Hallelujah, 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 oh 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh hallelujah, 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 oh hallelujah, 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 oh praise ya, praise ya, hallelujah, 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 oh hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 oh hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Kol dodi hine zeba, kol dodi hine zeba. The voice of the beloved, here it comes. The voice of the beloved, here it comes. Kol dodi hine zeba. Inezeba, koldodi, inezeba, koldodi, inezeba. The voice of the beloved, here it comes like this. Koldodi, inezeba, koldodi, inezeba, koldodi. Kondodi, inezeba, kondodi.
So even though many of us may be aligned with the intention to meet the voice of the beloved in each arising, in whatever arises in each moment, we are not Reb Zusha from Ariel's great story last night. We're not always available. We're not always have the eyes to behold everything as beautiful when it arises. Sometimes it's just downright unpleasant for us. And there are only very rare beings who can behold everything in that way. So that's not given us. It's given us to do this work. And I work with people doing kinds of work all the time. And sometimes in the midst of the thick of it, being with things, it takes a while to find exactly the right mix of presence, of touching it, but not being overwhelmed by it. It just to find that right sweet spot with it may take years, really. It may take a long time with certain deep ingrained things. It may take lifetimes. But that's not our business. Our business is to do our best and to meet each moment as best we can with that. And as I work with people, when they're truly have that intention to do their best, even though they don't feel beautiful, I can see them as beautiful. I can see that. I see the sincere effort to meet whatever's arising, to face whatever's inside. I can see the total beauty in that so easily. And there's a poem, and I don't remember the author, and I can't quote it perfectly, but I love the words. Sometimes it's necessary to reteach a thing its loveliness so that it can flower from within of self-blessing or something like that. So that's what we can do for each other as we behold each other. So we might take a look at the faces that are available to be looked at and see the beloved in each of us as we are engaged in this sacred process of learning to be with what's arising, and see the beloved, and maybe we can see that reflected back to ourselves. Hinach yafa rayati.
Hinach yafa rayati. Hinach yafa. Yeah. Safareti Inach Yafa. You're so beautiful, my beloved. Inach Yafa Raeti Inach Yafa. Inach Yafa Raeti Inach Yafa. Inach yafa reti, inach yafa, inach yafa reti, inach yafa. Nice to be able to look at all beings, see them as beloved.
Chant number 36. Mitzvah gdola liyot besimcha tamid. It's a great mitzvah to be happy all the time. It always baffles me when Judaism tells us how to feel. It's kind of like, it's like, what do you mean? You can't tell me how to feel. Mishenichnas Adar marbim besimcha. When Adar comes in earlier in the year, we have to increase our joy. How do we increase joy? So what is that? I mean, this is such a tough one, because what if I don't feel happy? Like, what if I'm not happy? I'm not happy all the time. And I think what it's saying is, actually, I think we can look at these words and sort of learn what it is to, how we can be happy. And one of the things that we talked about yesterday a little bit in the gorilla experiment, and how we can narrow, our eyes can get so narrow on one aspect, you know, counting the how many times they pass the ball, or, you know, whatever it is, in terms of, it's, that's just a way of how our minds narrow down to the point that we can't see the gorilla, right? But, you know, we can focus so hard on one thing that we miss what else is going on in our lives. And I think that sometimes for me, I can get so wrapped up in the difficulty of an unpleasant feeling, of a story, of a circumstance, that all I can feel and see is that one small sliver of my entire reality, to the exclusion of the inherent beauty and gratitude and joy that's underneath, that pervades everything. And so I think this word gdola, gdol means big, right? It's as if it's saying, in those moments of narrow tightness, you've got to zoom back out, right? Okay, so I have a discomfort in my pit of my stomach, okay, but what about the rest of my body, right? Oh, the rest of my body actually feels great. It actually feels fine. Right, I can get lost and narrowed in that, in the small, tight difficulty, but when I zoom out, when I bring myself back out to perspective, when I take myself out to the balcony of my mind, I can zoom out and see that actually in this expanse, in the wideness, there really is joy. There really is gratitude and compassion. And I think that's how we can, even when we're going through difficulty, be always happy, be always okay. Mitzvah gdola liyot besimcha tamid.
Mitzvah gedola liyot besimcha, liyot besimcha tamid. Mitzvah gedola liyot besimcha, liyot besimcha tamid. Mitzvah gedola liyot besimcha. Yay, da 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 Rav Zalman used to say, the only way to get it together is together. That's sort of what it means to come together in the Baruch Hu. In order to get the big picture, like Ariel was just talking about, in order to have the big picture, we need each other. I mean, it's collectively we start to get a better idea of the big picture. That's why we need to pray together, we need to meditate together. So let's stand up and acknowledge just how important we are to each other by calling out. You can call out both parts, Baruch Hu and the response. Because we have to pray together. We have to do this together to wake up. Shalom uvore et akol yotzer or uvore choshech ose shalom uvore et akol forming a light, creating darkness, making peace, creating the whole yotzer or uvore choshech ose shalom uvore et akol Yotzer or uvore choshech ose shalom uvore et akol Yotzer or uvore choshech ose shalom uvore et akol Yotzer or uvore choshech ose shalom uvore et akol Yotzer or uvore choshech Oh, say shalom, uvore et akol. And gather up the tzitzit. The only way to get the big picture is to look in every direction. To pay attention to all things, to every voice that comes our way. That's what we've been saying over and over in the different ways. This too, and this, and this, and this. Shema Yisrael. take the next 7 minutes or so for your own private prayers. Those who'd like to say the Kaddish, you can unmute yourself if you'd like, and stand if that's your custom, or if you're reciting Kaddish. Yitgadal v'yitkadash shemei rabah v'alma divra chirute yamlich malchute v'chayechon v'yomechon v'chaye dechal v'yisrael Bangala Bisman Karim Yimru. Amen. Yehe Shme Rabba Mavorach La Olam Alme Almaya. Itbarach, Vishtabach, Vietbar, Itroman, Vietnase. Vitadar, Vietale, Vietalal, Shme Dukucha, Brichu. La Ela Minko, Birchata, Vishirata. Tushbechata v'nechemata de'amiran ba'alma v'imru amin. Yehe shlomo rava min shemaya v'chayim aleinu v'yal kol Yisrael v'imru amin. Aseh shalom v'romav hu ya'aseh shalom aleinu v'yal kol Yisrael v'yal kol yoshvei tevel v'imru amin. Once again, it's time to remind ourselves that we're doing this practice for the sake of all beings. And so in whatever ways we're able to become clearer inside, and become more in touch with what it's like to be a human being, our own failings, our own reactivity, when we learn how to deal with all of that, we're more able to contribute to a peaceful world. We're more able to look at the other beings in the world who are suffering and wish them well. So together we could all dedicate ourselves to letting this practice help us create a world of loving kindness. Om Chesed Yibaneh. Chesed Yibaneh, Olam Chesed Yibaneh, Olam Chesed Yibaneh, da 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 da